Right now, though, it's time to talk sport. I'm joined in the studio by ABC Grandstand's Dan Lonergan, and I'm also joined by a man who has 310 test wickets, 357 one-day wickets and counting, and most importantly, five test match half centuries. His name is Brett Lee.
Good morning.
Hey. Thanks for coming in to both of you.
Pleasure.
The Boxing Day test is the thing that I'm most excited about, I'll confess. There are other things to talk about, but this is where the focus is going to be for me. Brett, since you're here, I'm just interested in your thoughts on the current state of the Australian bowling lineup.
Well, firstly, when I heard the intro and the whole Christmas carols, I thought, I'm not here to sing, am I? So that's a great thing.
You're welcome to hang around if you want to ever sing.
Look, I think what Australian cricket has done now is that we've got some serious depth, you know, going through our bowling stocks, and you know, to think of guys like Peter Siddle, a lot of other young players coming through now. Pattinson, who's done so well in his first two Test matches, got 14 wickets, I think. So
he's actually been good though. Like they haven't been fluky wickets or like
he's bowled very well. And yeah. I saw an article somewhere that he's bowled on two green tops, but you still have to put the ball in the right area. I know that you know sometimes if it's doing too much that the batsmen do play and miss, you'd actually don't take any wickets. So he's done a great job.
Dan, you agree with the depth assessment? Are you allowed to disagree with a fast bowling growth?
I think the bowling depth is quite good. I think there's a work in progress in some areas, but I mean, Pattinson, other than the first innings at the Gabba, has bowled really well. I mean, Brett, you would think that you look at someone like James Pattinson, and I mean, he's a well-built young fellow, and he generates a lot of pace, and there's been a lot of excitement about him, hasn't there? For a few years, he just hasn't had the body able to cope with the rigours of first-class cricket up until now.
Yeah, but he has got a great fast bowler's body. You know, he's got a strong sort of legs, and you know, he does hit the crease very hard, and he gets his whole momentum, you know, going through. You think of all the biomechanist terms, it's counter extension, hyper extension, counter rotation, those types of things. It's he's the type of guy that's got a pretty simple action, gets through, gets the ball going, 145 k's, and swings the ball away. And when you've got a guy that can do that, you know, you're destined to take a lot of wickets, I think, because pace with some swing on a good length generally means wickets.
Does he remind you at all of you?
I think that we've got similar run-ups, you know, similar approaches. I think that we can potentially get to the stage where, you know, he just needs time as well. And that's the thing. Like when the public see a young guy coming through, they expect them. They've got to get five for every single match. You know, these are guys
years,
that haven't played. Yeah, you know, there's been years and years and years of hard work, but he certainly started off brilliantly. And I think that whole confidence thing now for him, if he can stay injury free. There's going to be times where he's playing with niggles, and I think most fast bowlers around the world do play with niggles on a day-to-day basis. But as I mentioned, he's got a strong body. He looks like he approaches well and hits the crease hard, which is a positive for Australian cricket.
The Australian team, guys, has, I think, a bit of a selection dilemma for Boxing Day. I think it's a pretty good one. I mean, Shaun Marsh has to play after his brilliant knock last night. I was there at Docklands, 99 off 52. There have been some doubts about his back.
He's not really that injured, is he?
Oh, not, he wasn't last night. He played pure cricket shots. He did not move. Every ball he faced, he was standing still. Yeah, he just played magnificent shots.
When he's in
shots.
Form, isn't he the most still batsman
is? He's brilliant to watch, and so he'll have to play, no doubt about that. I'm just thinking, Brett, would you play Hilfenhaus or Stark, or would you play Dan Christian as the all-rounder, and Ed Cowan may miss out?
Well, I think that when a Dan comes in, like as far as like an all-rounder's point of view, then obviously a batsman has to miss out, so The numbers just don't add up, unfortunately, which, you know, you mentioned that might be a good thing for Australian cricket. I also do agree with that. I think that if we are scratching our heads and thinking that we've got to find some players somewhere to try and make up a side, then we have got issues. But when guys are, you know, champing at the bit or they're knocking down doors to try and get into the test team, I think it's really healthy. But David Warner, I've been really impressed with him. I think that he's a great potential opener for Australia, you know, with, you know, years to come. I think he does get the young kids involved to watch the game as well. You know, when David Warner bats
they're very excited.
Or Tatey bowls, you know, people want to see different things with cricket. So Shaun Marsh last night, though, even though he got off to a slow start, you know, you mentioned I wasn't aware of the 50-odd balls, I think it was, to get his 99.
Yeah, 52, yeah.
Brilliant, you know, and he did start quite slowly, but he
couldn't have started that slowly.
No. Well, he started slowly because Herschel Gibbs went berserk.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Herschel Gibbs batted like he did. I don't know whether you played in that match.
And I bowled the last ball.
South Africa? Did you?
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, yeah.
175 he made in South Africa. In Australia, what they make, 424, and South Africa chased
that down. Let's not go over it.
No,
it's good. It was good cricket.
It might hurt Brett just a little bit to talk about that.
The best to watch cricket and entertain.
Well, you did very well that day, even if you didn't mean to.
Well, I just wanted to ask, if I can, Brett, a question. Mark Taylor, former Australian captain, has mentioned today in the press he believes one of Ponting or Hussey should miss out, that Ed Cowan should play and that Dan Christian should play. What's your view on that?
Can I say I'd like them all to play?
No, I can't say that.
I would never back against Ricky Ponting. I said over the last couple of days publicly that I'd always have Ricky Ponting in the test team. I know there comes a period of time, if you're not scoring runs for 12 months or whatever it might be, then you've got to ask questions. But it's not always from... You can't always look at the stats either. And that's what I want to stress, that...
So what's he like in the dressing room?
Brilliant. And it's great to have a guy with... He's got a wealth of knowledge. He's got so much experience. He's been in a team as a player. Then he's gone into a captaincy role. Now he's back being a player. So it's almost like he's done the whole full circle. But... It's what he brings to these young guys that want to, you know, learn about the game and actually learn on how things work. But you can't have 11 or 12, 23-year-old guys that are all green that don't really understand the whole game and haven't been around. You know, you do know that experience. And I think that guys like Mike Hussey and Ricky Ponting, no, it doesn't answer the question because everyone can't get chosen, but I'd certainly have Ricky Ponting in.
You do have to prioritise the opening batting relationship, though, don't you? I mean, given how diabolical it's been, the fact that Australia basically goes in to bat one down nowadays, that seems to be what's happening.
Yeah.
You've got to shore that up, don't you? That's got to be the priority.
Yeah, look, I probably don't agree with going in sort of one down. I know that people might disagree with me there, but, you know, I just think that when you've got two attacking batsmen at the top, you know, whether it's a Warner, you know, whether it's a Shane Watson, when he also, you know, needs to find out what he wants to do with his test batting as well, and what's best for the team, what's best for him. If Shane Watson said to me, "Well, I want to open the batting, you know, in Test cricket," well, I'd back him 100% because I think that he's brilliant at the top of the order.
He just needs to make more hundreds. That's all.
Yeah, but look, if he's getting 90 every game, you'd take that, wouldn't you?
You probably would. If it's every game, yeah, you would. This is a horrible thing to do, but we only have about a minute left, and there is an opposition that's playing, and we probably should mention them since they have some of the greatest players ever to have played the game. How will the young Australian bowlers go up against the likes of Tendulkar and Dravid and Lakshman and Sehwag and these genii of batting?
I'm really excited. I think that India is the home of cricket. It's where it all happens. You know, you got the big four or the big five. Sachin Tendulkar, who's played 20 years plus of international cricket, it's going to be great.
He's got 20 to go too.
Well, why not? He's the little master.
Brilliant.
I love watching India play. I think it's brilliant, and I'm hoping for a big crowd. But Australia will, you know, definitely have their work cut out. But I'll never back against Australia.
Dan, what do you think?
The Indian bowling, to me, well, is a bit of a concern. I know Zaheer Khan's a fine bowler, but he's had a lot of injuries. Ishan Sharma was brilliant last time the Indians were out here when Brett played.
He was the find of the season.
I think he's probably played a bit too much T20 cricket and one day cricket, and his test record isn't as good as it could be. Again, he's had some injuries and had some injuries in the lead up, so they need those two firing. There's no Harbhajan Singh. They've got two good young spinners, but you're right. I mean, they're batting. If Sehwag gets going on the first day like he did back in 2003 and made 190, it'll be absolutely sensational.
They could be 3 for 500 at the end of day one.
Well,
if
they could. And people forget about Gambier's a very good player. Oh. Dhoni's a good player too. But Tendulkar and Dravid still in excellent form. Oh, Lakshman loves Australia.
There are a billion Indians. You'd think you should come up with six that can really, really bat.
Well, that's the issue. I don't know whether there's the depth, Waleed, that they would like there to be. I know Harsha Bogle said on a new show we're doing on the ABC called Cow Corner on cricket that they're a bit concerned about the lack of depth coming through to replace the greats like Dravid and Tendulkar at the moment.
Oh, they'll find it.
That's
it, gentlemen. We've got to wrap up. But thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming
in.
Always good fun to talk to you. And
good to be here.
I hope to do it again someday.
Thank you.
14 minutes past 8, you're on Radio National Summer Breakfast.